I'd like to adapt the philosophy of being a minimalist in my life and in my work, because you know what, when we were traveling, I think that was reflection, that was evidence that your life can be a lot simpler and you can enjoy living it, because everything you do, the more things you stack onto your life to make it more complicated. I don't know why we do this, but it seems to be a tendency, right? More and more and more. And the little things that we think will simplify our lives oftentimes wind up complicating it further. And taking that into my digital work world, I think I have a tendency with the free form nature of knowing a little bit about how to code and just the infinite number of tools accessible out there, that it's easy to fall into the same trap. So, being a minimalist, what would a minimalist do? Kind of to have the basic functionality that you need in order to do the work that needs to be done and not further complicating it, because I don't know, that's just again a tendency we have. It's unnecessary. So that's my thought of the day. And I think a lot of it has to do with giving yourself the space to give something your full attention, right? Time block, but really stick to your time blocks and be all there. So for example, today we're going to have coffee with Lindsay and her crew, and there's no agenda yet to have open dialogue, because I'm a big believer in David Baum's dialogue groups, which I want to look more into, but that's it. Be fully there, not somewhere else, but then dedicate yourself to the time and stick to it. I think I grabbed the book, so if I've got some downtime, I'd like to read it before my haircut. That's another mini block I can give myself. Because when you think about it, it's all very easy. Life and your three things. All you got to do, which you're not doing, is block out the time on your schedule to get to those three things. And know those three things are all you really need to do, because you will feel accomplished by the end of the day. And you know what? There will always be way more than three things to do, but you can't do them all in one day, can you? What you can do is reframe your day so that you get those three things done. Those are the three top priorities. You're making forward progress on these projects, and you don't have to second guess yourself, right? Are these the right three things I'm supposed to be working on right now? And of course, having a way to quarantine the incoming, because there will always be a lot coming in that you want to grasp and tackle, but you certainly can't do it all. And it just needs to be quarantined, and you will deal with it when the time is right. But just start blocking out time for those three things, and be maybe specific rather than just having that 2-hour block of time for client work, which, let's be honest, how often do I really stick to that? Be specific with the time blocks, but leave it on your to-do list, because you know you can't use your calendar as a task manager, because as soon as the things are not accomplished or not completed, you really don't have a good way of going back and finding it.